Here are not supported by and do not reflect those of the Evening Rush Network. Viewer's discretion is advised.
Yo, what's good? What's good? You already know what it is. It's the Evening Rush each and every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. to 8 p.m. with Dawn and Rainbow. What's going on? How's everybody doing? It's a rainy day here in New York, so we are getting a lot of choppy feedback, which is crazy, but, you know, we're going to do what we do. Rainbow, how are you doing? How was your week? Oh, shout out to the fact we got Chris from Chris and Nina's Real Estate Podcast in the building.
Hey, good evening.
So, Rainbow, how was your week?
It was all right. I mean, I chopped a chunk of my finger out, but other than
you
that,
hungry? The hell?
I don't know. I was trying to scoop myself to the table because I was hungry. it got caught in between the cushion and the chair, and
yikes!
Yeah.
Wow.
Not to mention, you know, I have to use my hands all day at work, so it's a bit much.
No, wow.
So I had to put a
glove on,
Band-Aid on, a finger cot, or like they like to call it, a finger condom, a finger cot, and some gloves on. And that's how I've been massaging for the last 2 days.
Wow. That sounds traumatizing.
Yeah, that sounds hard.
Traumatizing. I have a bad thumb and then my ring finger on the other hand is jacked up. I'm just at work traumatized. Like, I don't even want to do this right now. Can we just press pause until my finger get better? But
you can't use your feet?
High massage, sounds erotic. I don't think that's what people want.
Nah, I had somebody massage. They walked on my back. It was good.
Well, that's shiatsu.
Oh, okay.
But for that, you're usually supposed to be a little short. I'm kind of tall because I would be at the ceiling, and you usually supposed to have like a bar above so you don't put all of your weight on their back.
How tall are you?
5'6".
Nah, you can still do it. Man, you're talking like you 5'10". You can still do it.
Nah, listen, I need everybody to
one,
hit that like button. Two,
do it.
Subscribe to the network. Three,
download the app.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So oh, and
please,
four.
Please do those three things for me.
No.
And also support us on our Cash App at the Evening $ the Evening Rush.
So that's five things we need them to do.
And you can call in 929-282-0266.
Don's
math is a little off. It's the rain.
What's good, Benjamin? Yo, we miss you, man. We need our mix, man. Being real, we need our mix, man. So hopefully we get you next week. That actually starts off my day. You know what I'm saying? My evening before the show.
I was going to say, don't start your day off. I'm going to say, it'll come on to 5 o'clock.
Soon come. That's what I like to hear. Yo, shout out to Benjamin and the whole the gallery situation over there at CaribbeanPowerGym.com. He also is one of our sponsors for the show. So shout out to Benjamin.
Almost.
Oh, he did Alicia Keys.
Almost.
Oh, you almost. Oh, yeah. That was
today's her birthday.
Yo, happy birthday, Alicia, man. You know, I don't go too tough with Alicia anymore, you know, because Twizzy's the man. Like, you know, I don't. Yeah.
Didn't he buy her like a whole island or something?
Yeah, something like that. Him and Hov be buying islands for their wives. You know, ain't on those levels yet. Far from it, baby. And I can't see myself doing it anyway. I can't see myself buying my wife an island. Like, what is she going to do with an island? Like, you know how much more money we could be doing something else with?
They
like,
got buku dollars, so they can do so.
I'm saying you buy her island, that's a lot of space. She could, you know, she could go to island for a week, you know what I mean?
Chris sound like he's just trying to get, he would say, just to get rid of her ass.
That's all you got to do, man. Marriage, this is what you got
to
do.
She could be here for the rest of the year. You want to be on your island for the whole year? No problem, baby. Go ahead, do it.
Yo, Chris, how was your week, man?
Yo, week is good. Yo, we got FaceTime. We don't need to see each other. You go on your island, FaceTime me.
Horrible.
Yeah. Week was good. Getting back into the swing of things with this new year with real estate and the market seems to be changing. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. What's good with you, Rainbow? When you going to let me? Huh? Yeah, I sent you the video.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to show that tomorrow.
What are we talking about?
A mansion.
You got a mansion.
Oh.
Yeah, when you going to buy? You going to buy some Rainbow? We going to get you a house this year?
No, but probably next year.
You said that last year.
I did not. I didn't say that. Cuz this year I am moving down south. So I need to know if that's where I want to live. So then, if this is where I want to live, then we can
then
buy.
Yeah.
See, you see, the key word is that where I want to live. See, right there, you're showing me doubt. And we're gonna get into that. We're gonna get into that.
What do you mean? No, I mean in a specific area that we're moving to, because we may not want to. Mm-hmm. That might not be where we want to be. So we're just.
I'm still seeing them. The doubt.
When you say we, you and your mom, you
me
like
and my man.
Oh,
her man.
A man.
Yeah.
After 20 years.
Wow.
It'll be 20
moving
years.
Moving in together.
Together.
Yeah.
Mm.
No contract. We're going to actually try to become adults. we're going to actually be adults this year.
Mm.
He already has his own home that he's selling here, and we're moving down south.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
So y'all haven't lived together yet, though.
Oh no, we lived together for in the very beginning of our relationship, which was over like 18 years ago.
1906.
Like 18 years ago. Yeah, pretty much. pretty much, Chris. Right. So we have grown as people. We are more mature. Because I was like, you gotta go back home. Because I can't. Mm-mm. It's, your face is about to get punched in because I can't stand to look at you anymore. But I've matured. I don't want to do that anymore. So we're going to move in together. You said just wait. Nah, well, I don't think I want to do that.
I want to say first and foremost, I had a crazy week. Shout out to my lucky charm Zaya on her birthday this week. Shout out to my uncle on his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Huh?
My mama's birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, mama.
And then TJ's birthday is actually on Monday. So, it's just been birthday over here. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to the pop-up show with my man Joker. I was on there this morning doing an interview about the Evening Rush entertainment and marketing.
Okay.
And, you know, how the network has grown since we started marketing. And, it's just been amazing.
Yes.
So, an amazing journey. Definitely, everybody, please check out the pop-up show with the Joker every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. On 514onlinemix.com. Or you catch the podcast side, he says, which is IDF Media on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So definitely check him out. It's definitely great. He's also on the Evening Rush Network. If you get download the app, you can catch him on the Evening Rush Network side, on the app side of our situation. So I had a great interview this morning. I'm tired still, but you know what? The show must go on.
Because I'm tired.
So you see the energy comes right back. I'm good. I'm ready to go. Because we're talking about independent women today. And I want to see all my independent women pull up. So you already know the second half. That's what that's about.
I feel like Don is about to say y'all are independent. And then he's going to question your independency.
Why would I do something like that?
Because that's women. You.
I love women.
Just because you love women don't mean you.
Women. I would never do such a thing.
What do old people say? What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? And I never understood what the hell it meant.
A lot. It has a lot. Do you love
independent women or kept women?
Oh, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that.
Just loves women.
Shout out our sponsors, Rainbow.
Oh, shit. Shout out the sponsors for the Evening Rush every Wednesday with Dawn and Rainbow. I cracked myself up. Oh, first we have The Gallery each and every Tuesday on CaribbeanPowerJams.com. Industry 21 Magazine, A Cause, A Concern, A Solution, Network, Inc., Envious Creations, and Martine Felton. Those are the sponsors for the Evening Rush with Dawn and Rainbow.
Yeah, you don't sound like Chrissy. But it's okay.
No, I don't. Why would I? No, Chrissy. First of all, Chrissy's voice is very sensual. I'll be listening to her. I'll be like, what is she trying to produce? Who's producing?
Yo, shout out to Sex, Love, and Alcohol. I will be on that show on Friday also. They want to get on the men's feelings and stuff. So, you know, part two
it's
of
that
men's
show.
Feeling.
So I gotta eat my crab legs and watch this show at the same time. Got it.
Yeah. So, you know, we're gonna
men have feelings too.
Men have feelings too, part two. So definitely. Getting equation on the gallery February 7th. Let me check her schedule because I know she has another interview going on. She has multiple interviews, so I got you, bro. But you a priority.
She booked it busy because February 11th, everybody better pull up.
It's about to go down. Batman Benny, DJ Sue Young, and DJ Don Duru on the set. Single release for Nequasia is going to be amazing. Get your tickets now. Stop playing because they going, they moving, they shaking now. So get your tickets. It's 30 at the door. So you want to beat that 30, I suggest you go get the tickets on Eventbrite or, you know, holler at one of us and let's see what we can do for you. if it's your birthday.
Don't blame me because I don't know nothing.
If it's your birthday, and once again, only if it's your birthday, we want ID. And this is what we're talking about, guys. If it's your birthday, holla at me. Hit my DM.
Holla at Dawn. Make sure it's Dawn's DM.
And we're going to do a birthday situation for those whose birthday. I want ID. You got to be an Aquarius. I don't want, you can't be a Leo and it's your birthday. No, no. Only Aquarius is going down. You know what I mean?
Oh, let me tell my sister to pull up because she's an Aquarius.
Yeah, it's free to get in if you're an Aquarius. Only if you're an Aquarius and I want ID. So let's you know what I mean? I got to see ID. So that's how that's going to go down. So now that we got on that, let's get on trending topics. So today, what's trending is Blueface, my main man. If y'all don't know who Blueface is, Mr. Tatiana with Cardi B.
He's a cutie, but he ain't trash.
Mr. Beat Up My Girl with his ex-girlfriend now. What's her name? Rainbow?
Krishan Rock.
Well, I was just going to call her Rock. He's trending because, of course, she just announced that she was pregnant. Amongst her saying that she's pregnant, he decided to say she slept with 10 men. It ain't my baby. I'm going to need a DNA test. But now he's back with his other baby mother. So I'm a little confused in this situation. From what my daughter put me on to was the fact that her fame came from, well, most of his fame came up with the fact that he beat up his baby mother.
Mm-hmm.
And he left her, and then he just went on to come to this new relationship with her, and he beat her up constantly, which is, like, one, I'm totally against. You know, I feel men should never put their hands on women. Take that walk, do what you need to do. His thing is, she feels disrespected by her comments.
The reason why he beats this girl, Krishan, is because she needs to learn how to speak. So what was the reason for beating his baby mother? What was that?
I guess she needed to learn how to speak, too.
So everybody needs to, maybe, well, sounds like the common denominator is you, buddy boy. Sounds like that, like, baby, you are the problem. Maybe it's not the fact that they talking to you.
Maybe
you're perceiving it wrong.
Honestly, you know, you are not a man. Honestly. You know, real men don't hit women. He also, from, you know, information I was gathering, knocked her father out.
Mm.
But in that situation, her father did call him first.
He's nice with the hands.
Well, listen, you know, and don't think, you know, Rock is also innocent because she.
Oh no, she be out here. She's a fighter.
Yeah, the two of them,
when they do be fighting, she don't just be letting him beat her ass. She be fighting him back. She will fight him like.
She's also started altercations with him.
Several.
Where she swung on him. Several.
Several
altercations. So it's not just he being hit. Him hitting her. So,
clearly he must be a fighter. It says Blueface was originally set to have two professional boxing matches in 2022. So he must be out here knocking niggas out on a regular.
Listen, you know,
but you shouldn't take your work home with you.
Fact. You shouldn't, unless you're me.
Well, yeah. My back, Rainbow, my back, I got like this lump, like.
But,
you know.
She, as everyone, well, I don't know if everyone knows, but homegirl's missing a tooth. I think he knocked her tooth out. I think he's the reason why.
But she seems very obsessed with him.
She is very obsessed with him because the tooth that was knocked out, she got it replaced. And on the tooth that was replaced, she has his face. On the
tooth. Mm-hmm. And then she also has him tatted on her neck.
I'm gonna Google
a portrait of him tatted on her neck.
Yes, yeah, so
I think she's a little obsessed with him to the point where She has lost in reality. You know, but I'm like, she needs help. And now this is the person you want to have a baby with.
I
don't know, but why did he choose her though? Like, it's just like, that's just wow.
Well, might I add, these are two young kids. To me, they're young kids. And I just feel like she's not being, you know, she's still young-minded. So young-minded and not understanding that there's better out there than a man that's beating your ass.
Well, you
and
know,
once again, like, you know, you also, do you feel women need to curb their mouth on how they talk to men?
I feel no one should disrespect anyone. It doesn't matter, male or female. Like, you shouldn't talk to someone and try to degrade them. Point blank, period.
I just think we need to walk away. I don't care what words come out of your mouth. There's no reason to put hands on anyone. Just walk away. Because nothing good, once you start with the hands,
nothing good comes out of it.
Nothing good. You ain't winning nothing. You ain't saving your rep. You ain't saving your pride. You ain't saving nothing. Walk away. Your hands should only come up in defense.
Does it say she only 22?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's young.
Nah, but looking at her, she looks like she's older than 22. Like, I didn't.
When you get your ass beat a lot, that's what happens. You age quick.
Life, you do look old in the face.
You age real quick.
I think she was 22. Oh shit, that's not what I was.
And then they also have a show on one of these stations. They have their own show.
And he only 26.
See, young kids. So he's saying that that's not his baby mother. Over the weekend, she ran up on him, trying to pull up on him. No.
I was about to say, oh, hell no.
He was pulled up on him. It was his birthday weekend. She grabbed him. And, you know, once again, this is a pregnant woman. He's pulling away, trying to run. He gets in the car, and then she gets into a fight with two girls, and she's pregnant.
Wow.
So I'm at the point where, like, if you don't care about yourself at this point, and you
care about your baby, pregnant,
care about your baby. Look, at this point, the only thing that matters to her is him. And I've never seen like a full interview, but like clips that they have on YouTube and stuff like that, like, you know, like the little shorts and stuff. She is so infatuated and obsessed with this man. It's disgusting.
Wow.
And that's a shame.
It's disgusting how much she cares so much about him. Like, she doesn't care about her own safety. She doesn't care about her own self-esteem. She, like, none of that. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Mm-hmm. And this is you know, unfortunately, this is something
because
that
she said he has good sex.
Nah, I wonder if she has a. I wonder if she grew up with her father.
Yeah, well, clearly, you know, she's had a father in her life. If he got knocked out by Blueface.
That doesn't mean that she. That doesn't mean that he was in her. That doesn't mean.
And
he
then
was
her brother. Her brother, like, when, you know, I watched some of the videos, and her brother done stood up to Blueface a couple of times and talked to him, like, "You need to stop hitting on my sister." But even with that situation, I feel like, you know, if your sister is going to keep going back, there's but so much you can do.
I guess maybe that's why he only saying you shouldn't be hitting on my sister. That's why, I don't know, what more can he say? Like, I'm just trying to protect her the best way I can because I know she's still going to come back to you. But she's 22. She hasn't, I swear, I don't know if nobody else, but at 22, at some point, at like maybe about 25, 26, you actually start to be like, oh, I was dumb. Oh, I was stupid.
So do you think she should have this baby?
Hell no.
Think she had a baby? Hell no. First of all, she may not be pregnant anymore. And she just got into a fight with two goddamn girls. So, but no, I think she should have this baby. Got checked up on. I don't think she should have this baby. If y'all two don't need to be in each other's life, y'all are toxic. And it seems to me like she would probably be one of those mothers that would try to use the child to get the father back. And no one, I don't think you should put your child through that. So,
yeah.
Exit out.
Once again, another touchy situation.
Yeah.
Just exit out.
I appreciate you need some help.
Yeah, definitely. So, Chris is here because he want to tell us about a little situation he got caught up in. Let me rephrase that.
Now, I was watching something.
He thinks that needs to be brought to light.
Needs to be addressed. And I agree with him.
Now, I was watching this woman in tears on Instagram and Facebook because she was in the YMCA locker room. And she saw what she thought was a woman.
I just read that.
And the woman was nude, but with men body parts.
So it was a 17-year-old girl, and she lied.
Oh, that didn't happen?
Mm-mm. So the woman, because now it's a woman, because they have got a sex change.
No. If you have a penis, you still
there
a man.
There is no penis. They got gender reassignment. So if that penis was turned into a vagina.
She said she saw a penis.
That little 17-year-old girl lied.
Wow.
I'm reading on it. That's because I wanted to know exactly what we were talking about. So I read there was a couple of different ones. But the one about the YMCA, it was a black woman that was sore. And if you look at the person that they saw, looking at the face.
Does she have features?
But it's an older woman, like 60-something years old, and got big boobs. Mm. It is a transgender, but they have gender reassignment. They don't have a penis. They have no penis no more. They got that taken off. It was snip. This so she was like, there's no way that
because even if she had the gender, you know, I'm understanding what Chris is saying by her going into a woman's locker room, and you still have
that body. I totally understand. That is absolute. That should be absolutely no. If you in, especially because there's no guarantee that just because you have. You consider yourself a transgender doesn't mean that you find the other sex. So if you're a trans woman, doesn't mean that you find men attractive. You could be a lesbian at this point, but you still have men parts and you're going in the woman's room. So you can still do things to a woman that another woman can't do because you got men parts.
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, the whole point of you saying you're a woman is because you're not attracted to men.
No, that's not true. Transgenders feel that they are trapped in the wrong body. Like, they felt that they should have been, if I was born a woman, I feel that I should be a man. And it doesn't mean that I'm attracted to women. I could still be attracted to men.
I just feel like I
shouldn't be a girl. I should have been born a boy.
So what about a person who like dressing as a woman, but still like women? Like women, yeah.
Because not all drag queens are gay. That's a misconception.
I didn't say that. I just said, but still.
You like people in general, like they figure all men that are drag queens are gay.
Prince had mad women. He was, you know.
Prince was not a drag queen.
He wore blouses and heels, man. And he had makeup.
He
wore tight jeans.
Jamaican men wear tight jeans. What do you think?
Not with blouses.
Yeah.
I'd be wondering about them, but go ahead.
Yeah, with blouses. You don't see how these men. You're crazy.
And I don't mean Jamaican men. Let me rephrase that. I mean, I'd be wondering about all these people in skinny jeans.
Look at Young Thug. That's what I'm talking about. He's wearing whole dresses. And he's attracted to women.
Exactly. That's Prince.
And listen, I don't know.
Well, we don't know. They said Prince was probably attracted to... They said Prince was bisexual. I don't know.
Who said that?
Men and women loved Prince.
I don't know. I never heard that before.
My thing is this. If you felt you're trapped, just be who you are.
You feel like you're trapped.
What? No, you're saying that they feel like they were trapped in the wrong body. Be who you are.
Not trapped. They feel like they was born in the wrong body.
Okay, so if you're going to be gay, be gay.
But that's not the whole thing. It's not the whole thing about them, how they feel, how they're attracted to the opposite sex. It has nothing to do with that.
Gotcha.
It has nothing to do with their opposite sex attraction. It's all about how they feel. Like, I'd be like, damn, I feel like I should have been born a man because I feel like a man. I don't feel like a woman.
You feel like a man?
Me? Sometimes I do. Most of the time, I would prefer not to be a woman.
Wow.
But
wow.
Are there times where I'm like, the thing to be?
Chris is like, she just came out the closet.
But are there times that I'm like, God damn it, I hate being a woman? When it comes to menstrual cycles, I'm like, please, somebody.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Can I have been born a man? When certain times, women don't always want to be women. We don't always want to be women. Y'all may always want to be men, but we don't always want to be women.
You know, a group of people protesting that song, Feel Like a Natural Woman, right? You heard about that?
Because in all actuality, you can't consider yourself a natural woman because you don't have a uterus. You don't have ovaries. You don't have fallopian tubes. You don't have the parts that make you a woman. And I'm not just talking about breast and a vagina. You don't have the inner workings of a woman. But is that going to stop me from, if you want to be called a she, is that going to stop me from calling you she? No, because I respect you, whatever it is that you want to be called. If your pronouns are he or her and she, I will use those. If they are they, them, I'll use those too. He and him, I use it.
So how would you feel sharing the locker room with
if it were a trans woman who has not had gender reassignment surgery, I wouldn't feel comfortable because you have a penis. So I'm supposed to be in here naked while you over there naked and you just got something swinging, langing, dinging, langing between your legs. How do I know that you're not still attracted to women? How do I know that you don't find me attractive and now you come over here and try to attack me?
Yeah, there was a prison that they locked up a transgender person, and he knocked up like 4 prisoners.
Yeah. He should have still been sent to men's jail. He still had men parts. If he still had a penis, he was still a man.
So,
Whether he decided he wanted to be called a woman or not, that was still a man.
He wanted to be a woman, but he was sleeping with women.
He didn't. This is the whole thing. Now he's a lesbian. He would be considered a lesbian.
I know.
How do you consider a lesbian? Isn't that two women?
I feel like it's the Wild Wild West. Like, it's just, yeah. Like, you want to be a woman, but...
Did he have titties and a penis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I wasn't there, but...
So, maybe he just didn't have money to get bottom surgery, because I hear it's very expensive. Very expensive, and it's very painful, I hear. But he still liked women. Or maybe the women were attracted to him. And he's like, this is all I got.
I don't want to stay on this too long. Because you know,
you still have sexual urges, whether you're a man or a female. It doesn't matter.
Well, we got to pay bills.
I
just want to say, listen, this is where the confusion comes in. And I believe, like, you know, unless you're going to get the the full surgery, then you need to figure out what you want to do here, because you're confusing other people, which is not fair to them.
Right.
And if you're being in places that you shouldn't, that's why I'm happy certain, like Target has a family bath.
Right.
So, you know, if you don't want, you're not necessarily a female or you're not necessarily a male, you can go into the family bath. And I think that's amazing. So, you know, because I personally don't want my daughter.
But if there's more than one of them and somebody's in the family bathroom, what are they supposed to do?
Well, me personally, I don't want to have to take my daughter to go in the bathroom. My daughter and my wife to go in the bathroom, and then they go into the bathroom and they see a female with, you know, still a male part coming out of the store. And
right.
Fixing himself, her, him or herself.
But this is my whole thing: is if you're a considerate human being, if you are in those particular areas, right? Like you just said, in a stall, in women's, in a men's bathroom, y'all have urinals and y'all have stalls. We don't have anything but a stall in the women's room, in the women's bathroom.
I've never been in a woman's bathroom.
I'm telling you, I didn't expect you to know.
Yo, when I was doing research for this topic, yeah, y'all got like sofas and all that. I was trying to see.
No, we don't. That's a lie. Don't let the internet.
I was trying to see, you know, I was trying to use the woman's locker room to see if y'all would like that.
The locker room? Like a woman's.
I'm just kidding.
Why wouldn't you fix? Why would you not fix yourself properly before you leave the stall?
And it's, like I said, this is a touchy situation, so I'm going to leave it alone. But we got to pay some bills. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the independent women. That's impressive. And her independent dependence herself.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Evening Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at the Evening Rush Network at gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Evening Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it. Now, here are our sponsors.
Yo, 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 you already know what it is. It's the Evening Rush each and every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Dawn, and Rainbow is on the set. Shout out to once again to our sponsors, The Gallery, each and every Tuesday on CaribbeanPowerJam.com. Shout out to Industry 21 Magazine. Make sure you check out that new issue coming out soon. Got Nequaza in it. If y'all don't know who Nequaza is, he is the artist for the Evening Rush Entertainment.
Y'all better act like y'all know. If y'all don't know who
and she's right now has one of the hottest songs out in the club, which is called Love With You. You can go check it out on Spotify, Tidal, Apple, or any streaming platform at this moment in time. Shout out to A Cause of Concern, a Solution Network, Incorporated with our sister Christina Winslow. So shout out to her and the whole crew. They're about to plan their next adventurous things for the kids, because everything's about community service and the youth.
And so the youth
definitely got a lot of going on. Shout out to Envious Creations. She makes shirts, jackets, party situations, all of that, and she does it easy. So you can just hit her up at Envious Creations, and she will definitely get with you to make sure that everything is right. Also, shout out to Miss Martine Felton and MartineFelton.com if you want to intuitive,
a life
coach, or even though you want to get two great books that she has, and she's also doing podcasts tonight. Just check out MartineFelton.com and, you know, definitely tune in with Martine.
Martine's podcast, she does different things with her podcast. It isn't just talking. Sometimes she'll read you. She'll have a reading for you too.
Yeah, you know what it is. All right, so we're gonna talk about it today. Independent women. This is a great topic that I chose because of Monday's great show with the teams at NYC. Podcast where, you know, Miss Precious said that she's an independent dependent. So it made me sit here and think a lot about
what independent women is.
Right.
You know, and then it also made me look on the other side of women being independent as far as us men. I know when it comes to us men, you know, you've got some guys who are lazy, who choose to live off these women and make them feel that they're the independent woman. So I felt like we should have a good discussion about what is an independent woman.
I'm about to be like Precious. I'm about to be an independent, dependent woman.
Yeah, okay. I want to know. I want everybody's thoughts. Like I said, the number is 929-282-0266, so y'all can tap in, hit that call, that number, and we could hear you, you know, your thoughts on it. But Rainbow, I want to start first with, what is an independent woman in your eyes?
In my eyes, it's a woman who makes their own money, a woman who takes care of their own business, whatever that may be, their bills, whatever it is they have. Because just making money doesn't make you dependent, because teenagers are making money nowadays. That don't make them dependent, independent, because they still dependent on their goddamn parents. That's going to be me. I'm going to be dependent on my man, because he said I ain't going to have to pay no bills, so I'm going to make my money and spend his.
So, but if... What? Go ahead, Chris. What? I'm going to let you go what, first. Chris?
So, is an independent woman in a relationship, or are they single? Yeah. Like,
I mean, you can be an independent woman and be in a relationship. You're taking care of your own business.
So, what are you independent of?
Of him paying for all your shit.
But if you're married, that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You can still be an independent married woman. You have your own finances. You take care of your own business.
So basically you're saying if you're taking care of your side, that makes you independent.
So I'm gonna
if we're in a relationship. If we're in a 50-50 relationship,
I'm gonna look up the word independent and we're gonna see what it means.
Okay. Google. Are you doing that? I just wanna understand. So if we're in a marriage where everything, you know, I don't really like saying 50-50. Because I don't believe in 50-50. I think things should be, you know, between 80-20 or 70-30. But whatever. So if you're in this 50-50 marriage.
Oh, so it says anything about authority. It says from the outside, free from outside control, not depending on another's authority.
So all you women are claiming to be independent. Y'all claim to be independent, but there's still that threshold of he does for me, or he contributes in some way that takes away your independence.
I don't know. So my definition of an independent woman is a woman who is about her business. She does not, it isn't the fact that she doesn't have to rely on the man for money, because I'm independent. But let me tell you something. If you're going to offer me some money, I am surely going to take it.
But with that, so how do you consider yourself independent if you're taking his money still?
Because he offered it. I didn't ask for it.
I'm confused.
You confused?
Yeah, I'm just.
Yeah, Chris, I'm with you. Like,
I just think
I'm an independent woman. I can do my own, and I can understand from an independent stance.
Does that mean that you? So, because you're independent, doesn't mean that you don't. Does that mean that you are not allowed to have a man?
No, you can have a man. I'm not saying you can't. But it's the way that y'all women throw it around.
I don't say
y'all women.
Yeah. All right. The way women throw it around. You see how you got Chris nervous? Woman. He backed up.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm an
independent woman, but I'm not gonna say if he's going to offer to buy something, to pay for something, to offer up rent money, to offer up anything. Am I gonna take it? Yes.
Wouldn't that be considered gold digging?
Is it considered gold digging? No. If that's my man, and he's offering.
Okay, but once again, if you're an independent woman and you're doing your own thing, is it safe to say that he's allowed to live on you without that issue of worry?
Is he allowed to live off of me?
Yeah, with no issues of worry.
Nope. I don't think anyone should live off of anyone, male or female.
Okay.
But do you contribute to someone's lifestyle?
I don't.
Or someone's living? Yes.
We'll say if... For example, I'm gonna use an example here.
Yeah.
So he's living off of you.
No.
Listen to what I'm saying, because you know you're the head of the household. So he pretty much still stays home and clean, cooks, things of that nature. Is that him he's putting some type of effort into you, but he can't get himself together as finding a job or doing anything of that.
Why is that? Why is that? Why can't he get himself together to find a job?
Things happen.
Things happen like what? Did this man, does he have a record? Is he a felon? Is he going out and looks for jobs and they're just telling him no? Or
what if he's handicapped?
Then that's something totally different. But handicapped people can still go out and get a job.
No, I'm just saying, like, what if there's just some for whatever
reason? He's not working and he's living.
Right, it's a legitimate reason. It's not because he's mooching. Let's just say he's not working and you're taking care of him.
Okay, I don't have a problem with that.
So it's safe to say that you're that would make you an independent woman. And that's safe.
You know what? I disagree with this whole independent when it comes to relationships for both. I just think like people can offer things that have nothing to do with money that are very important. Loyalty is very important. Also, someone that you can trust with your secrets or your, like, everybody has strengths and weaknesses. And if your man is or woman is there and can be a sounding board for you in your role as an independent woman or a leader. Because let's be clear, you walk in some of these boardrooms or walk in some of these places, you're dealing with a lot. And so when you come home, if that person is there to help you relieve the stress from that and support you, can you put a dollar sign on that?
It's not always all about money. So being independent is also you just taking, not just taking care of your business, but like you said, if you're walking into boardrooms, you're a hustler, you about your business, you here to do for yourself and for your family.
What up, E?
Right.
It isn't just because, oh, you have a significant other, so, oh, that's your dependent. But just because they make money and I make money as well. So I may be dependent on it, on their taxes or whatever, but I'm still out here doing my part. So I have my own independency. I have my own individuality.
I feel you women, I'm gonna say you women, not all women. Yeah, I take.
Why wouldn't you just say some women? Because now it sounds like you pointing at me.
I'm pointing at you. So it's not okay for y'all, you know. So let's switch it around for a second. So that means I'm an independent man because I can take care of my whole household and I don't need my woman for anything. That makes me an independent man. But you, what did that take away from her? Because, but see, that makes me feel like I'm taking from her when she's holding down the crib. She's taking care of our children. She's making sure that we're good.
She's an independent woman and you're an independent man. You, it's two different entities. You're taking care, your job at this point is to take care of the bills and stuff like that. And her job at home is to take care of the family. She's doing her portion. You're doing your portion. Y'all are independent. Do y'all need each other? Yes. So as Precious said, y'all independent dependents.
I just don't think the word is very, it just doesn't sound, doesn't add
it, sounds
to
like women want to be a head of authority.
Yeah, it just, it sounds like a control. Like, I'm independent. You know, you either get there with me or you get out.
There you go.
So y'all,
I run this. I run this. I run that.
Saying it's my way or the highway.
Well, you know, and this is something I realized also when I was looking up independency from women. You know that majority of relationships that's being ended today are by more by women who want the man to leave because they feel their independence and that they can do without him, which is what's destroying these homes with these kids nowadays.
Yep.
And it's a higher rate in the black community.
I can't speak for all women, but if he was doing right by her, as far as anything, like, and I'm not just talking about money-wise, I'm like just talking about in general. Like, some men, you get, you're with them, that y'all have a, y'all have a family. Like, and that's what I'm saying. It's like the, like, he wasn't doing his part. Because I don't know any woman who has a good man who is going to just be like, you know what? I could do this shit by myself. I don't got time to deal with his ass. I don't want this shit no more. And I'm out.
And I disagree with that because I've known women who been getting like great treatment. It's just that they got tired of the relationship in some shape, form, or fashion.
Also, at the same time, I don't know how independent contributes to a family. And that's the key is family, not money, not job, family.
Right.
No matter who you work for, your mother is your mother. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's how we should be as husband and wife. No matter what happens, no matter how much money we have or don't have, we are family.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't know a woman that's going to decide, oh, if the man is lacking in his finances, some women will leave you. But if you are doing everything else that she expects of you, that's the whole thing is people, you can't tell a person how to accept your love either. It isn't just some people, a lot of men think that they're doing right by the woman that they're with. And they haven't even had the conversation of what type of relationship is it.
But that's it. It's on the man and the woman to communicate to figure that out and not assume. And if you're assuming, you're in a bad relationship.
And that's the whole thing is some people think one party might think, and I'm not just going to say men or a man or a woman. One party might think that the relationship is all peachy keen and it's fine. And the other is struggling like, I can't do this no more. It's not enjoyable in this relationship. I want out. But the other person's having a good old time.
Also, a lot of us don't get to witness healthy relationships. Like you just spoke earlier about that woman that was getting beat up or whatever. She might not know what a healthy relationship is.
Looks like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she doesn't know any better. This is all she knows. She just knows, well, you know what? I should get my ass beat and go back to him.
So is she an independent woman?
Is she an independent woman? She's a bad woman. That's what the hell she is.
But she also makes her own money. She makes a lot of money.
She makes a, yeah. Because everyone wants her to be on their podcast or their talk show or their this, because her and her man are, because she's getting beat up by her man every Monday and Tuesday. She has a tooth with this man's face on it. She's doing this, she's doing that. Like, they live in a different world than what we live in.
Right.
Fake famous world. That's what I mean. Like, y'all, a lot of people just be out here doing shit for likes, shits and giggles. I'm not going to be getting my ass beat every day. Okay, every other day. Well, let's say, okay, she might get her ass beat every other day. And then the days where he's not beating my ass, we're looking like a happy ass family. No.
It's toxic.
Y'all based the independence around finance. Eddie, I want to agree with you. You know, majority of the time when women scream independency, though, when they scream, I'm an independent woman, first thing they say is, I got my own job, I got my own house, I got my own car. So they're the ones who base it upon finances more than the man was based it on finance. You know, there's different levels of being independent. You know,
I am independent. Think about it.
Are you independent?
Nobody's gonna say I didn't handle mine. If I say I'm gonna do something, if you ask me for something and I say I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. It's gonna be handled. Do I have the money all the time? Yeah. No. Am I financially stable? Hell no. Is it gonna happen soon? Hell yes. Am I independent? I still am.
Okay.
Even though I have
So he's saying that there are emotional needs as well.
Yeah.
What? Once again, you know,
I am good with being about
off of what society feels is independent.
I'm not gonna say I'm good with being alone. And I don't mean not having a man. Some people don't know how to sit by themselves and just be happy in that.
See, I don't know. I think that also relationships are one thing, but I feel like people need to know what they like. You can't base your happiness on another person. So beyond independent, like, what excites you that no one else can control?
Absolutely. You have to make you happy before you can make somebody else happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to be happy with yourself.
But yeah, I would think that's a part of getting to know who you're with.
But, huh?
That's a part of getting to know who you're with. You got to know who you're with before you can sit there and say that. And majority of people just jump in relationships off of meeting the representative.
You need to know not who you're with. You need to know who you are.
Yeah.
Who you are, not who you with. Because if you are secure with your own self, you won't be out here picking the wrong ass people either. Because you will already be able to, that's a red flag for me because I know I don't like that. That's not going to work for me. You know what your deal breakers are. You know what you're willing to tolerate.
Because sometimes people like the image of things. Sometimes people like they like the BBLs and the triple Ds and it all. But the person holding those things
trash.
On the inside is trash.
Mm-hmm.
But the outside, she's so attractive or he's so attractive. But he's a piece of work and she's a piece of work. But they take great pictures.
So, Chris, because, you know, both of us are married, but I'm going to ask you, do you feel like you knew who your wife was when you first got together?
Yeah. Yeah, I met her 10 years before we got together, for real. And between that time, you know what, Rainbow's right. I got to know myself better. Mm-hmm. And because I got to know myself better, when I re-met my wife, I asked better questions and I dug deeper to get to know her because I was ready. When I first met her, I just thought she was hot. You know, that was it was a whole, you know. Yeah, it was superficial.
And so this, once again, goes back to me saying you felt you were attracted to her representative.
Right. Right.
But you got to communicate and know who her representative was before y'all went any further.
Right. But I got to see what kind of family she wanted, if she wanted, you know, things that I wasn't thinking about the first time. The first time I was just thinking like, yo, where you live? Let me get the keys. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm trying to get in there, like, you know. And then the second time around, I was just like, okay, so, you know, how many kids you want to have? Where you, you know, where do you see yourself? Like, what do you, you know, what do you enjoy doing with your life? Like, where do you, you know, because sometimes also you people get with people and don't realize, my wife wasn't this, but in general, some people are so needy and people, we think it's cute. Like, oh my God, she does this for me and does that. And then it becomes too much. And you're like, but then you should have knew that in the beginning.
They're very
in the beginning, you let her spoil you. You know, I have a friend whose girl was everything, and then that just became so toxic. And and I was like, yeah, because in the beginning you thought it was cute, but it was too much. It's too much.
You know what that sounds like? YG right now, and Angela Simmons. Because if you looked at the basketball picture they just took at one of the games, he looked like, yo, this is not what I signed up
for. I'm over it.
And she's all happy, smiled up, leaning against him. And, you know, as me, one of my biggest things is, if you get any of Reverend Run's daughters, you're the man.
Yeah.
Hands down. I think Reverend Run got the best daughters in the world. What's going on, Danielle?
Yeah, Eddie, the needy person was the giver in that instance, because she was spoiling and smothering and taking so much of it, and you don't see it because you're giving gifts, you're giving this, you're giving that.
She was clingy.
Right. Right.
It wasn't the fact that she wasn't needy, she was clingy. She was trying, right. Maybe I'm misusing the wrong.
Yes.
She was giving him too much attention. And he's just like, I just want to watch the football game. Can you please move?
But he didn't see that in the beginning because she came with gifts.
No, because that's not what it is. And that's where I disagree. What I agree want to say is, when you pursued her, when any man pursued her, no, not any man, let me rephrase that. Some men, when we pursue out these women, we just want the sex. And once the sex doesn't happen, and, you know, you get into the comfort zone with that, and then, you know, things go astray, you want to separate your ways, or you feel like, okay, now she's on top of me too much. She's calling me all the time. Or once that whole, what you call it, part of the relationship is gone, the, what is it called, rainbow?
Honeymoon phase?
Honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Once the whole honeymoon phase of the relationship is gone, now it's like, yo, can I get 5 feet? Like, you go,
that's
over
what
there.
Happened. That see, like earlier,
I need Krista, you to go outside like, with your girl.
Then me and my man lived together, and I was like, at first we did, and then it was the honeymoon phase was over, and I was like, you have got to go, because it was like I would see him when I woke up, when I would go to work, he would go to school, and then immediately, like, he'd pick me up, and then we would be together for the rest of the day, and I was like, you got to go. But we were also 20, 21. I was like, I'm not used to this shit at all. You gotta go. I can't do this.
But see, the difference is, and this is why me and you differ with our train of thought it is. You see how right now you have that state. But me, per se, I need that in the beginning. I need to see who I'm with. You know what I mean? I don't mean like the first day, let's move in together. No, I mean, after a while, I need to see who you are. Like, I don't want to...
Exactly. You know, exactly why. That's exactly why I was like, he had to go, because I was too damn young to be doing all that.
But I don't want to be not knowing. Like, I don't want to. Okay, we move in together, and now you're leaving shit where it is, and I'm like, yo, I don't like that.
No, at this age, I feel you could be. I wouldn't mind that now. Then I was young. I had just I was in college. I was working. I wasn't really ready to be settled down like that, even though we've been together forever. But I was just like, My mother doesn't. I'm not even with my mother this much. This is too much for my soul. I can't do this.
So another question, right? Does a good relationship support independence?
Yes.
Or does it stifle it?
A good relationship supports it. Because I feel if you are in a relationship with your significant other, you should still be able to have time for yourself if you want to go, like, hang out with your boys. You still need to be an individual, because I don't need you in my space all the time, because
I want to hold you. I want to cuddle.
I don't want to do that all day. Like, I don't want to do that all the time. Like, that's not something I'm going to do.
I need to cuddle all day. Or, the day. After work, I just want to come hold on to you.
When it's time to go to sleep, if you want to cuddle, that's fine. But if, like, throughout the day, my nigga, back it up. I'm going to watch TV, and what I'm watching, you don't watch. So get the hell out the room. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow.
And if only marriage was like that.
But that's the type of relationship I have.
Well, yeah, I have space right now.
I already told him this. I was like, that's why we're gonna have two. We have to have two rooms, because when I get tired of being with you, I need somewhere where I'm able to go and be by myself. I like my alone time. I like being in my own in a bed. Underneath the cover, watching what I want to watch, not what we want to watch, what right. I want to watch. I want to have my own individuality. Like, because there's things that I watch that you don't watch, and I'm not going to stop watching them because you don't watch them. So, nigga, you need to get the hell out the room. Go in the living room, play a video game.
But do you have to give him that type of energy? Because that's negative energy right there.
You telling me
I got to get out the room.
You got to go.
Maybe I want to sit here and watch this with you.
You know what?
That's Rainbow's love language.
We don't want to watch this together. You don't want to read subtitles and I do. So get out.
if Rainbow says, honey, can you please leave? That ninja better run. She's going to kill him.
See, and that's why I agree with Mother too. This is why you should live with your partner before marrying them. Yes. I do believe that, because you need to get to know who you're with.
Absolutely.
You know what? I agree and disagree. I just think you could work things out. There's levels to everything, right?
Nah, like, there's just some things that you can't work out. Like Don's habit of leaving his freaking socks. I'd have been like, you gotta go.
No, what I'm saying is, when you get married, you're gonna work on something no matter what it is. Right. I do agree. Like, yeah, you could live together, but you could also get married and figure that out too and make it work. But sometimes you live together and you could end a relationship prematurely because you're not married. Right. Mm-hmm. But you are married. So you figure it out and you go through these things and trials and tribulations.
Okay, so people should live together when they are considering marriage. Like, okay, maybe y'all should get engaged and maybe like a month or two before y'all wedding, y'all should move in together and be like, all right, this is the pre-marriage life. These are my bad habits. Get used to them.
But see, you're not going to get used to somebody in a month or two.
Nah, you're not. It takes years.
Yeah.
That was the hardest part of my marriage, was living together. It took me about 2 years. Another thing too, I ain't going to lie, it took me about 2 years to accept that I was married. She had me throw out all my shit. I was like fighting it and fighting it and fighting it. I just had to let it go. Like, you know what? That life is over. Let it go. You know, let it go. And then also getting used to somebody, you know, going to sleep with you in the same bed or whatever. It's an adjustment. It's a whole adjustment.
I'm already adjusted.
You ever watch the show's pretty good. My Wife and Kids.
Yes.
That's a great, great, great. It's very real too. He don't get enough credit. That's a great show.
Damon Wayans?
Yeah, really, really good. Him and Tisha Campbell. Yeah, it's a really it's very real like, too.
I wouldn't have to adjust to married life. I'm already adjusted. 20 years in, I'm adjusted.
And then you add kids. That's my thing. Oh my God.
I don't
that's
do
my
that.
Thing, bro. when you somebody's getting on your nerves regularly, and that's something I had to learn to.
And that's deal why with. I have yeah. already we have talked about this, because I told you this isn't the first time we would be moving together. Also, we're older now, and I'm like, when you start to get on my nerves, just go to the other room, please. Yeah, I don't want to fight. I don't want to argue. I don't want to do any of that. I just please pick your stuff up and go to the other room.
All I'm going to say, Rainbow, you lucky you ain't got no kids.
Yeah.
No.
Because you can't do none of this shit to your kids.
All my friends that have kids tell me this. They're like, you did the smartest thing ever. I was like, I actually didn't do it. It just didn't happen.
With kids, you lose all types of privacy.
You lose everything.
Everything. Yeah. Because even now, I can't even sit in the bathroom too long without being disturbed by a kid opening the door. What are you doing, Daddy? Well, you know what? I just want to sit here with you. Like, yep. Boy, I'm trying to take a shit. Can you get out? Like,
I mean,
the shit hit me when I lost the titty. I don't have any of my titties were the children, first thing to go.
But I have raised a couple of kids where there were times where I wasn't able to use the bathroom in peace either. So it's not that I don't know about it. I know all about it.
Yeah.
My goddaughter is 11. My godson is 17.
Not your kid.
My sister is 28, and I had to raise her. So at 12. She was, well, not at 12, she was walking in the bathroom. But when I was like 14, she was, what are you doing? I'm like, God damn, girl, can you just mind your business, please?
Yep.
See, raising a family is very different, I think, on a lot of levels.
It is.
You know,
and that's where the independence don't fit in a relationship.
Yeah.
It fits in a relationship without children.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So me and my man, we're independent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Nah. Because once y'all move in...
Me too, Danielle.
There's going to be some level of... you need him, he needs you. So that throws out the independence.
I was spreading kids since I was 12.
Disgusting. That's just wrong.
I beat you to that day, bro. But
right.
My thing is, at the end of the day, once kids hit, it changes the dynamics of the whole independence.
Well, not really. If you and your significant other are together, because if you are not in a relationship with your significant other, you are independent. Kids or no kids.
No. Once you have kids,
you're independent. You're not in a relationship. They're depending on you.
Exactly. You're not independent.
I mean, even the relationship changes when you have kids.
Yeah, everything. And kids soak up.
They make it there.
Damn. Oh,
now, listen, I need space from you in this marriage, because I feel like, one, every time I'm around you, the kids is around you, and I'm trying to get away from the kids. So I'm going to go in this room so that you and the kids can have that.
Now you ran away from everybody, and now you know God gave yourself a problem, because now you're trying to run away from me and the kids. So when do I get time to run away?
Well, you know what though, when the kids turn about 18, then you can run away.
That's not true.
But most of the kids, because the kids
when they turn about 10 or 11.
Yeah, majority of the time they run back and forth. You end up having the kid. This time where you go, you know what? You have you day. So you can't even get a you moment. You get a you day.
The kids are heavy on mom from like 1 to 6.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been heavy on my mom for the last 40 years, so.
Okay.
But see, you got to have that break. There's definitely times where you gotta have to take that break, and you gotta
time when I was mother, when I had to be mother for my sister, because my mother used to say, "Take her with you, take it with you. I was like, who had this baby, me or you?
You got to prioritize. It's hard to prioritize when you're in a relationship, especially when everybody.
It's hard to prioritize when you are in a relationship with children. Don't say
yes,
when
you're
children. In a
relationship. That's what I meant to say.
With children, it is not hard to prioritize because your priority is them kids.
Yeah.
No, but it's hard. It's depending if you're married. If you're married, your wife is still your priority.
Right.
You just have to learn how you can maneuver.
I feel I don't have no kids, so I don't know.
You have to.
Because
force
I'm just like,
yourself.
Look here, mister, just take care of them children right now. Because I don't even want to. I feel like women, some women, not all women, because there's some women whose sex drive is just straight through the roof. I'm like,
where those women at?
You don't even have
when
to.
You
look
get married,
at,
that shit is.
Yeah, cool. That.
You don't even have to look. Don't even look in this direction, because if you think I'm pushing another one of those out, you got another one motherfucking coming.
No, I don't think that's the reason why the sex drive goes. I just feel like once you've been married for a certain amount of time, I think she's just like
it evolves.
Over it.
Everything
it's the
evolves.
Same thing. I don't want it. No.
everything evolves.
Like yo,
it's just things are different in general. You know, as you get older, shit happens.
Don't you wish you could go back in time and just redo that whole beginning when it was all crazy and the lust was so like, ah, just hold on to those moments.
Those was
that's what men want. Moments. That's what I want
anyway. Those were great moments, but to be honest, I wouldn't go back because it was more of, yeah, we had time to do that, but I actually enjoy waking up from my day.
Hey, your sister's husband. What
weird.
Happened to me? I'm so confused. What did you? Oh,
wait.
You
I did it. I have four grand. Oh, she has four grandchildren.
No, she
grandkids.
Has four grown kids.
Grown
two
kids.
Grand,
two grandkids.
Two grandkids and her sister's husband. That's why I was confused with the.
Oh yeah, that before. That's the, yeah. You gotta explain that.
Well, yeah, I don't. You have your I'm sister's confused. Husband now.
You was with your sister's husband, Danielle. What?
Yeah, you gotta explain that one, dear.
Oh, she gotta be on the show. Fuck that.
Next week, Danielle's again.
I'm calling up.
Listen,
you could be on. You could ask her some questions.
Where was I? Damn, I see me a big time. But that's where it is. Like, you know, that moment where you wake up with your kids, it's an amazing thing. You know what I mean? Even like them smacking me, daddy, wake up. I love that. I don't mind that part. Now, would I trade that for that we could just wake up and hold each other and have those moments? That's where the challenge.
She was raising her sisters and she had a husband.
Okay.
That sounds
not
a lot
what
better.
You type,
yeah, yeah, Danielle, you had a tripping.
That ain't what you type.
you had a whole new show just for you.
Yep, we were going.
I've been sleeping with my sister's husband.
that's just the part I wouldn't trade. I don't know.
I didn't say cut anything out. I'm just saying.
He said, "Would you go back in time?
Enjoy it more."
Enjoy
I didn't say
more.
Yeah,
I didn't. Trust me, I enjoyed the shit.
Like
out
I just,
of it.
It's just like crazy how fast time flies by, and you know that is. That's all.
Hey.
I wouldn't change anything. I didn't say that, but I just would. You know, I wish I could go back and like. I don't think I appreciate it. I just took it for granted.
We all did.
He's not saying that it didn't.
The honeymoon
happen,
stage.
He wasn't,
the honeymoon
it was,
stage.
It was happening, but he didn't
appreciate
it enough.
We take the honeymoon stage for granted.
Yeah, yeah, man. I'm like, man. Like one day, I'm like, tell my wife, why you don't do that no more?
Uh oh. Sorry about that.
That's my song. Get loose enough. Get loose. That's dry.
Yeah.
Somebody was calling in. That's what it was.
Oh, somebody called in?
No, somebody was calling in. What was I saying? Shit. Oh, yeah.
Appreciating that time.
Here we go.
Well, what the hell?
Call from?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. It's me, Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
Thank you for calling in. We thought, you got to turn your radio down a little bit, Danielle, so we can hear you.
Yeah.
No, my phone kept freezing on me as I was typing. What I was trying to say is that I have four kids of my own and my two grandkids. And I was I had a husband, so it's easy. Later on, if you know how to prioritize everything, and I agree with you, Rainbow. You have to have you have to learn how to prioritize everything and have some me time, you time, your family time, your friend time, and stuff. Because sometimes you may not want to be bothered, and you have to have common grounds with you and your mate. You know, when my husband was alive, my husband and I always did everything as a family, with the family during the daytime, and then at nighttime it was me and my husband.
But see but Danielle, how about this? When y'all first started, before the kids, right? When y'all first started, y'all had that three times a day.
Oh, we did the nasty every day, three times a day.
There you go. So now when you had the kids, now you're stuck with, they got to go to sleep, and then we got our
breakfast. Y'all out here, breakfast, luncheon, and dinner, and sex?
Yeah, that's how you do the beginning of a relationship. I'm sorry. That's the best part of the beginning of the relationship.
I'm sorry. I don't know what y'all want to call me, but call it, because I'm not having sex with you three times a day. I'm not doing it.
Me and my late husband had high sex jobs, so we didn't care. And then we had to work, and at the time, I had two jobs, and we were still fucking for each other.
That's what I'm talking about. That's that love right there. That's that real love right there.
And I grew up with my husband. We both would have been the same age. I'm from New York City originally, but I live upstate.
I don't know. That sounds like some country people do. Like y'all didn't have TV or something. Why is y'all having sex three times a day?
Because it's that's how we share our emotions with each other.
I don't know what's your thought,
you know, you and your partner just gotta find that time that'll fit. Put them kids to bed at 8 o'clock, and then good night is your time.
Yeah, but see, the difference is, you know, like one of the comments up here, you gotta be quiet while the kids are asleep. So you got, you know, it ain't the same as in the beginning.
Well, you better come home.
I don't know. I'm take exhausted.
Take a long lunch break and get it in while the kids is at school. I don't know.
When the kids at school, and another thing, we had the same day off of work. So that when the kids was in school, we did a lot of time. They
figured it out.
School, and then
you got to have a same family. Day,
and then both our families used to take our kids, and when they took our kids, that was our time.
They prioritized.
Y'all did prioritize.
And I am not having sex three times a day. A day. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Danielle, we appreciate you calling in.
I don't know what to tell you, because honey, but don't have no kids and don't get married.
Nope, Danielle, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you for tuning in. Please stay a loyal viewer of the Either Right.
Thank you.
She is so, but what she's saying is so
true. They talking about they wanted four times a day, two rounds, and then twice the night.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about woman or man, you still getting
that must be EJ.
That's what it used to be.
That's what it used to be.
That's what it used to be.
I guess I don't have no stamina.
Oh, that's my girl Allure. The Allure Owl.
Oh.
What's good, Allure? Yes. See, and that's what I'm talking about. See, even with kids, Lord, she still is at that point where she still goes hard to please
him. Y'all go ahead.
And that
y'all
is an independent
ahead.
Woman.
Y'all.
Well, I know.
She's busting four times a day.
Yo. But this is what I'm saying. You know what? To me, if you can get those opportunities in, that's good.
I can't even think about it. I done told you I'm not having sex every day. And y'all talking about three times a day? Oh, hell no.
So there has to be where y'all communicate. So, okay, we can't have it every day, but you can have it. And she got seven kids.
I see. Busing so four times a day. One got it. What the hell
did she have? Oh, my God, no.
That's what I'm talking about, Laura.
You go ahead, girl.
That's look, right.
When number eight coming? I don't want anybody to think that I'm out here shaming anybody that want to have sex this many times. Y'all go ahead. It's just not for me. I applaud y'all. Y'all are impressive in my book because it's not going to happen to me.
You 40 with no kids, so you have all that.
You have no excuse. You should be busting 10 times.
Yeah. You should be wanting to do that.
I don't want to. I don't even want that.
What up, Joker? I see you at a check-in.
Oh, all right. No more. I got you.
That's how I feel right now. Like,
I don't know. My body ain't the same as it used to be. And my bits and pieces just ain't up for it. It's not going to happen because I don't want to be in pain for the rest of my life.
Too,
so.
When you cherish your partner like that, there's nothing wrong with having sex four times a day.
Exactly.
You make that time. Even if it's not stretched out a full 45 minutes, but it's time.
I don't want it. It's not that I don't cherish. I cherish him. But my body is not going to allow that for me.
My bits and pieces are not...
I don't want my bits and pieces throbbing all goddamn every day, all day long. I don't want that.
I got a question. If you're in the shower with your mate,
it can't happen.
And you pee in the shower, is that a golden shower?
No.
No.
Did you pee on their foot?
Yeah.
Maybe. Now, I think a golden shower has to be at least on the chest.
Oh.
You put some P. Diddy moment, I see.
That is disgusting. You know what? I'm not out here kink shaming. I'm sorry.
Call in.
I didn't mean to say that. I did not mean to say that's nasty. I did not mean to say that because that's just something that I would never allow to happen. But if that's what you are sex shaming
right now.
Exactly. My hair urine is good for the hair.
What? No, it's not.
Some women put urine in their hair.
It's a natural conditioner.
They did not say adult urine is good for anything. Now, baby urine, they said that's good for if you got acne.
What's going on? You called in to the Evening Rush. Who are we talking to?
Hello, Dana. How you doing?
What's going on, Miss Allure?
Hi.
Bus for thank shots.
I love y'all. Topic today, right?
Oh, it turns spicy.
We're way off topic.
This is the second hour of topic.
But Rainbow, honey, oh my God, there's nothing wrong with. Okay,
girl, I just said there's nothing wrong.
Hold on. I want to hear what she's saying. That's all.
You gotta at least give it to her twice a day. And if you, I promise you, if you took your time and you told him what you really like and y'all start to spice it up, you're going to get to four times because when you're with a person for so long, you have to learn to be creative. And I think we have revamped our sex life so many times that each time is really different, especially we have our 5 minutes and then we have our hour. And then we have it, okay, the kids asleep, let's just go and get it in. And then we have the times where I'm like, okay, baby, you got to break out the belt now. Now, daddy, I need you to wrap this belt around my back. not my back, I'm sorry, my neck, and go ahead and give me this deep back shot. And once he gives it to you like that, girl, four times a day, it's going to be like required.
No, girl. I don't know, girl. My coochie is not going to allow that. I didn't want to say it before.
I'm telling you, listen.
My coochie is not going to allow that. Because one time after one time, my coochie is like, why would you do this to me?
Well, that's just
ain't so that's why you got to tell him to be gentle. You got to let him kiss on it a little bit. Tell him to give it a kiss. Once you give it a kiss.
I'm 20 years in. It's not like we don't know what we're doing. It's just the fact that my coochie is just like, all right, okay, look here. That's all.
This is the one thing, like your coochie's retired.
It be trying to act like it want to retire, and I'm like, you gotta get it together, baby.
This is the crazy thing. She's not married, girl.
You need a retirement fund, honey.
You're not married and don't have any kids, and you feel this way.
Just imagine
us married people who go through these problems, and we're just like, yo, one of us have a high sex drive, but the other one might.
I didn't say you got so much going on.
I'm just saying, in general.
We could be having issues, and that requires that we're not sleeping together. I'm sorry.
You know what's going to happen, Dawn? Rainbow is going to go through menopause, and she's going to be totally different. It's going to flip. Next thing you know, she's going to be busting six shots a day.
And then by that time, he's gonna be so used to not getting it, he's gonna be surprised. Like, what you trying to do to him?
No one said he's not getting it. Why did I just assume this man is not getting any? I just said it doesn't happen four times a day.
Rainbow got him a huge draw.
Okay, then, Rainbow. So I have a question. How do you feel about the golden shower? Because I did hear about somebody mention that. How do you feel about it?
It's not
something that you're receptive to?
No. Absolutely not. But I'm not. If that's what someone is into, not my man. Because the two of us got to be into the same shit at this point. No, neither one of us do like golden showers.
So you're saying if one day he decided that's what he want to do, you're gonna tell him?
No, my man. We've had discussions about things that you're into and things you're not into. So. Mm. And golden showers was a definite no-no for the both of us.
Gotcha.
But one day he just comes up and says, you know what? I like golden showers. I'm like, who was you with? Because at this point, how do you know you like a golden shower? I definitely got to bring you back on, Alora, for
one of those spicy moments.
Yeah, she got to come on that Friday show.
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks for having me on, guys. I'm gonna let y'all be because y'all gonna have me turned up tonight. Look.
You turned up tonight anyway. Don't blame that on us.
Yeah, she about to go bust four more shots. Go get the belt, Laura. Go get the belt.
Yo, when she said put the belt around my neck, I was like, yo, I'm gonna go home and try something new. Let's go.
No, listen. I'm telling you, get the whip, get the belt. I'm telling you, your lady will love him.
He choked his wife out. I don't think Dawn knows how to. He doesn't know the play yet. You can't just tell him this.
Nah, he's got a safe word.
Pineapples.
Dawn didn't have a safe word. He would just put the damn belt around the neck and start pulling, and she'd be like, hey, and Dawn don't even know what the fuck is going on. He wouldn't even say, what's the safe word?
I am not a beast. I don't have a safe word.
You don't have a safe word? Rainbow, you got a safe word?
He's going to be like, okay, until I pass out.
Danielle says, sure, baby.
Y'all hang up. All right, y'all, I'll leave y'all alone.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Alora.
Get the fuck off me!
No, like, with the strawberry, like Danielle.
I swear to God, I don't like whipped cream.
I don't like whipped cream, and no, with the strawberry.
Dawn is allergic to strawberries, so he would go into anaphylactic shock and die.
Handcuffs, I love handcuffs. I enjoy handcuffs. But I do enjoy it a little too much.
I feel like if something was happening, I wouldn't remember the safe word, so it's just best not to have one. It's just get off me.
Nigga, you're doing too much.
What are we doing here?
How you want to go out, Chris?
I start laughing, Dawn.
Hey, thanks for having me guys on the show. It's been a pleasure. Hopefully I could come on again sometime. Boy, I didn't know this was going to go where we just went, but it was fun.
It just went total left.
Way left.
How we got here? How did we even end up here? How did we begin? How did we get here?
People? We went from independent to peeing.
The safe words. That was the last thing. It was from independent to safe words.
To safe words.
No safe words. Don't know how that happened.
Yeah, you can't have a long relationship and not have a safe word or at least entertain one.
I just told you what my safe word is.
Oh yeah, you different.
Nigga, stop.
Yeah, I'm not with the safe word. I'm more. We're gonna rock this shit out.
Nah.
Yeah.
Say, I'm gonna fucking choke you till you die.
No, I'm not. First of all, I know how. I done choke most, you know, I've done choke my shit. And I've never had those.
He's not a one-handed choker. It isn't just a one hand. He's like this.
I am not like that. That is so far from the truth.
He's out here grasping with two
hands. I'm being shamed right now, guys. I'm being shamed. I'm being John shamed.
You can't breathe. You can't breathe. Oh, well, too bad.
What? You can't? Something wrong with your eye? Use your other one.
Why are you not moving?
I know CPR, by the way. You
didn't kill me. There's no reason to CPR.
I've only had one girl pass out.
So oh, shit.
Only one. Rainbow, how you going out?
Don't choke me. I'm lying. That's not how I'm going out, y'all. I just want to say thank you, Chris, for being here. Dawn, you always here, so I want to thank you though still, but whatever. I want to thank me for being here, because I didn't have to be, but I chose to be. I'm lying, y'all. I'm just out here just chitting and chatting for shits and giggles. I just want to thank everybody in the comments for commenting, because y'all spiced this up real quick. I don't think we spiced it up. I think
Eddie
started
it.
It was that damn Danielle. It's because she started
It was Saint Danielle and Eddie. Yeah.
it was Facebook user. It was Facebook user.
I said, wait a minute. That's what happened. That's where it all... That's how we got here. Because she called in and said she was breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and sex.
Nah, it was Danielle saying we thought she was with her sister's husband. That's
right. But then she called and she said we was having sex three times a day. She was delivering it. That's how we got
out here. Danielle. Danielle and the Lord turned it up. Definitely.
They did. They sure did. They definitely sure did. Thank y'all. Y'all made this a lot spicier than it was supposed to be. We wasn't even supposed to be spicy today.
Not at all.
I didn't even know how we got here. But thank you for spicing it up. I just want to say, God bless. Thank y'all for coming out on my Russell Simmons shit.
And I'm going out by saying, one, thank you for everybody in the comments. We definitely appreciated you. Chris, thank you, man, for pulling up again. And yeah, you always know you're welcome, man. It's family, man.
Yeah.
Big time, I want to tell everybody, download the app, of course. Make sure y'all tune in and tell a friend, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button. Shout out to the Joker. Make sure y'all tune into his show tomorrow morning. Starting February, Coco will be coming on after us. So y'all can start, we're starting a new show for her and her son.
Okay.
So, all right. Make sure y'all tune in next week for them. What up, Chrissy? Love you too, sis. So you know, overall, I think we had an amazing show.
Lord said, "Lucy, not her last comment, but the one before that. She's like, you choked your fair share. That's hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm into the choking shit. Don't mind.
You're a master choker, Don?
So don't clearly not if he out here choking bitches today. Pass out.
Only one passed. Listen.
Yo,
Did she want, like, is that what she wanted? Or
did she?
I don't know.
Did she nut first before she passed out?
Was this in the beginning of your choking?
That's what we could guarantee.
Was this in the beginning of your choking phase? Like, was this early on where you may have passed out?
No.
Oh, damn, Don. Shit. I'm trying to make it better for you. Well, it doesn't really matter. You're only choking one woman now.
Yeah,
so
that's it. One woman. That's it. And she don't like that shit. So it is what it is.
Yeah, that's another topic for another day. That's another topic for another day.
You gotta be light. You gotta be light with it, lightly.
Once again, I need everybody, pull up. If you're in the New York City metro area, pull up to Love With You, the single release party and after party. DJ Don Duru, DJ Sue Young, Badman Benny are on the set. You also will be getting a lot. Our performance from Equasia. If you are Aquarius and you hit me up, you're getting it for free. I want ID though. I'm not playing without no ID. You're paying.
I'm an Aquarius.
And it's $30 at the door. So make sure you have that break. So get your tickets now. Go to Eventbrite. Get your tickets. Just put in the Evening Rush Network and it'll pop right up. And you don't have nothing to worry about. And come enjoy the night, man. Definitely. Y'all never been to Party Life with me. Y'all don't understand. We have a great time. It's great music. Everything is about y'all. So on that note, y'all, I want to definitely holler at y'all. Make sure y'all go check out Love With You by Equasia. It is what it is. You going out with my boy Fresh. You already know what it is. My nephew told me I'm a king and a crown fitted. You can catch me in a $1,000 outfit. I'm so marked with the rank. Got him.